I'm Nelly's sister. Some of you came up to me and said, must be Nelly's sister. Do I look like her? October 12, 2010. Cher Nelly, dear Nelly, this is probably the most difficult letter I've ever written to you. In the film Tombé du Ciel, you mentioned that you had protected me, that you had taken care of me during the war while we were separated from our parents. That you did, indeed. But you have also taken care of me and protected me throughout my life, and especially this last few years and the past few months during my husband's illness prior to his passing. I don't know how to thank my sister. There are no words. There are no words to describe her kindness, her caring attitude, and everything she did for me and my family. But Nelly was also tough on me. She wanted the very best for me. Yes, I know that. She wanted me to be well-dressed. And on my trip recently in July, I wore a particular blouse that I really liked. Well, that next day, Deborah said, I need to talk to you. I need to tell you what your sister told me to tell you, that you should never wear that blouse again. Well, I haven't worn it yet, but I can't make a promise. I like that blouse, but when I wear it, I'm wondering, will I be thinking of her? Will I be, oh, I will have to try it once, but I'm not ready for it yet. Nelly, I already miss your daily calls, but I have wonderful relatives, wonderful daughters. I call them my daughters, and my family who allows me to place a few calls. Nelly, you've been a most courageous, compassionate, kind, thoughtful sister, but you also deserve the title of best daughter. Nelly went to visit our mother every single day at our nursing home during 4 years, and Gavin went with her most of the time. You were an amazing wife, amazing mother who raised two absolutely incredible daughters. I will never forget when I arrived here in July to see Nelly being helped by Debbie and Jennifer. And I was just trying to help a little bit, but Nelly had her arms around Debbie and Debbie was lifting her. Nelly, you were an amazing aunt, grandmother, and even a great mother-in-law. You never forgot birthdays and anniversaries. You crossed the USA on many occasions to attend family events such as Deborah's dancing performances in New York, Margot's graduation in Virginia, my 50th wedding anniversary in Maryland, and this past April, my 75th birthday and Mark's 50th. But you also enjoy going to San Francisco to attend Kara's dance performances and Grandparents' Day at your school. I will never forget the day that Nelly called me to tell me that she had found the five children of the Béraud family, the family that had sheltered us during 6 months, during the war, as you know. And the day that she spoke to Claude, she called me and we both cried. Nelly then spent part of the night to compose a letter to send to him by fax to tell him what had happened during the 50 years we'd been looking for them. Nelly, you read it to me. You wanted my opinions. But you had such a great letter. You were perfect. In every way, almost. But you planned and succeeded in organizing that wonderful reunion that in Bordeaux with all the children and their family. There were 37 of us the second night. Nelly, you worked so hard on everything. You did want everything to be perfect. And as I said, you were almost perfect. But you were the most faithful friend, as all of you know. A few days ago, one of her childhood friends from France called and said to me, and please allow me to say it first in French, j'avais son visage devant moi, elle ne me quittait pas. In other words, her face was in front of her, and Nelly was not leaving her sight. Nelly, you're in front of all of us today. You're not just in front of me, but you're in front of all your friends, all of us who are here today. You're not leaving us. You're with us today and forever. But you're leaving a hole in my heart. Nelly, je t'aime. Thank you. Merci.